It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And so he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. That's John 13, verses 1 through 5. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. The dusty roads around Jerusalem left sandaled feet dirty. In a day when people reclined on their sides around a table, another person's feet would be close to your face. Typically, the servant would station himself by the door and wash the feet of the guests. Even among the servants, this was one of the lowliest assignments. Jesus and his disciples met the Passover in borrowed quarters. On that day, the foot washer did not show up. Not one of his disciples volunteered for the job. They chose to eat next to the dirty feet rather than take on the role of a servant. So, Jesus got up from the meal and carried out the lowly assignment. Then, he used the practical task for a spiritual lesson. If the Lord is willing to stoop to the lowliest place of service, you should be willing to serve at that level as well. Serving is a mindset of the heart. The main issue is a person's willingness to stoop down. Service is not about assignment, it's about attitude. True service is the outward demonstration of inward humility. Most of all, service is about responding to what Jesus has done for us. He served us all the way to the cross. Lord Jesus, thank you for demonstrating time and time again your service to me. Help me demonstrate my service to you. In your name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. It's prayer@ronmoore.org.